This is the Business Opportunities Weblog Weekend Wrap-Up for September 18, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. A new Small Business Administration study shows that the U.S. is no longer tops in the world for entrepreneurship. We slipped to number 3 behind Denmark and Canada. California's e-personation bill carries fines of as much as $1,000 and a year in jail for anyone who poses as another person online with malicious intent. Pranksters, writers of satire, and even those living outside the state could be subject to legal action, some lawyers say. Fake accounts in the names of celebrities and politicians abound on microblogging site Twitter and social network Facebook. The measure is awaiting Governor Schwarzenegger's signature. According to a group of researchers at Caltech, people will pay 50% more for items that they can touch. This could be an advantage for brick-and-mortar stores in their fight with internet-based commerce. CBS Business Network is reporting that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, under its new director, David Kappos, has finally begun to seriously address problems within the patent office. Check out this week's Inventor's Journal. In this episode, I talk with Jeff Scholin about how he got his simple idea made into a money-making product with the help of Quirky.com. This week, we say goodbye to James E. Winter, Jr., who invented the club, the most ubiquitous anti-car theft device in the world. Winter died in a car accident. He was 81. And finally, if you're thirsty, travel out to Gauco's Soda Pop Stop in Los Angeles. It looks like any other mom-and-pop grocery store when you enter, but a quick look around and you'll see what makes this place unique. The store sells nothing but soda. 500 different types of fizzy, sweet-tooth-satisfying beverages. This week's tip, learn to listen. Opportunity sometimes knocks very softly. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities Weblog. Thanks for listening.